USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump wrapping up another busy day of campaigning, the president with two stops in a state he won back in 2016, Arizona.
They tried it last time, 4 years ago, too, and that didn't work out too well. It's just unbelievable how dishonest the media is.
President Trump referring to polls that show him down a few points to former Vice President Joe Biden. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden spending his day in Wilmington, Delaware. The former vice president and his wife early voting on Wednesday. Biden did speak for about 15 minutes, and one of the topics he discussed was health care.
I'm going to make it stronger to lower premiums and deductibles and out-of-pocket expenses. We'll bring down drug prices by almost two-thirds.
Vice presidential nominee Senator Kamala Harris spending time in Arizona as well. She was in Tucson. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hurricane Zeta made landfall in southeastern Louisiana as a Category 2 storm, lashing the northern Gulf Coast with strong winds and storm surge. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards saying the storm won't be bringing much rain, but will be bringing wind.
That's damage to homes, businesses, but also to infrastructure and including our electrical system.
The storm could bring flash flooding from the Gulf Coast all the way to the Mid-Atlantic. The Justice Department is charging 8 alleged Chinese agents over covert operations within U.S. borders.
China describes Fox Hunt as an international anti-corruption campaign in which it seeks to locate legitimate fugitives around the world to bring them back for trial in China.
Assistant Attorney General John Demers telling reporters in Washington, D.C. that 5 of the suspects were arrested in the United States and 3 are believed to be in China. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Arizona is a state President Trump won in 2016. The president is trailing currently to Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden by 3 percentage points in the state, according to the Real Clear Politics average of polls. As far as what's changing in Arizona, Republican strategist Stan Barnes tells Fox News,
"We are changing, and it's not linear. We're just evolving, and the state is a little less Barry Goldwater of the old days and is a little more reflective of the national divide."
Arizona Democratic Party Chairman Felicia Rotinelli on why President Trump is having 2 rallies in the state today.
The reason Donald Trump is coming to Arizona is because he's desperate and he knows he's losing the state.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden only spending time in Arizona once, but according to Rotinelli, that doesn't matter.
It's not about presence in the state, it's about the values and what he's fighting for.
Barnes also saying things are changing in Arizona on the local level as well.
From the U.S. Senate to our own legislature, things are in flux. It's that the energy is normally the indicator.
And finally, Halloween may seem a little spooky this year thanks to a full moon. It'll be visible in every time zone on Saturday, something that hasn't happened since 1944. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.